as we cross over to Turkey this time, looking forward to talking to Dr. Paduna. Are you there, Doctor?
Hello, yes, I'm on the line.
MashaAllah, that's brilliant.
All right, okay. We say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Doctor, if you don't care to comment on any of the items read, we'd like you to give us an introduction of yourself, you know, introduce us to the listeners.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Oktay Babuna. I am a medical doctor and neurosurgeon from Turkey, and I will be speaking on behalf of Mr. Harun Yahya. Harun Yahya is the pen name of Mr. Adnan Oktay, who is the author of more than 300 books, a Muslim scholar, author of more than 300 books, science, faith, and politics related. And he has given much importance to Darwinism and materialism, because Darwinism and materialism has been the ideological foundation of the wars, bloodshed, and corruption. And the perverse ideologies such as communism, fascism, terrorism, racism, are all founded upon the concept of Darwinism. That's the reason why Harun Yahya is struggling so hard. And I've been with Mr. Harun Yahya for more than 15 years, given, for example, conferences throughout the world on behalf of Mr. Harun Yahya, and trying to spread the truth of Islam, and and we're also struggling to eradicate Darwinism and materialism completely, scientifically, because these are the sources, the causes of the corruption going on in the world.
Well, Doctor, I relate to a statement in the opening sentence in the, or if not the sentence, in the paragraph of the Old Testament, which says precisely, you know, which sort of emphasizes what you are saying, that man's preoccupation with materialism is the cause for the difficulties and hardship that man is suffering. Allah says in the Old Testament on the first page that man, Allah has created everything for man to utilize in order to comfort himself, in order to remain in his subservience. And the problem with mankind is our material preoccupation. So if you can comment or elaborate on that.
Absolutely. I mean, Darwinism and materialism, which are actually two pagan religions, which goes back to the time of the Sumerians and the Pharaohs of Egypt, which denies the existence of a creator. And according to Darwinism, all the human beings and the living things owe their existence to chance, to the atoms. And materialism, another pagan religion, which denies the existence of a creator and accepts the matter as the absolute being. However, scientifically, they have been shown they're completely wrong, and I will explain why. And these two irreligious philosophies, Darwinism and materialism, have taken away the love from the world, and as you stated, they brought egoism, selfishness to the world. However, there is compassion, mercy, love, and protection of the needy, according to the Islam and all according to other divine religions. However, these ideologies, the concepts of Darwinism, struggle for survival of the fittest, and the strong individuals crush the weak individuals, and the conflict is the cause of the progress. These have been taken from Darwinism and applied into the societies and in the social life under the name of social Darwinism. So because of Darwinism and materialism, fascism, communism, anarchism, terrorism, and racism has emerged in the 20th century, and more than 350 million people were killed. As you stated, because of this material worldview, accepting this worldly life, the only life, and denying the existence of the Creator, and survival of the strong individuals, these ideas were taken from Darwinism and applied, for example, into communism. According to communism, the founder of communism is Karl Marx. He stated that, for Charles Darwin's book, he said, "This is the basis in natural history for our view." So he has taken the Darwinist concepts as the foundation of Marxism, applied them into the Marxism under the name of dialectical materialism. And they thought conflict is the motivating force for development of the humanity. Karl Marx said that, Lenin said that, Stalin said that. And because of communism, 150 million people were killed. Adolf Hitler, for example, he took his ideas from Darwinism, because Darwin was a racist himself. According to Darwin, there were higher races and lower races, and higher races, white European men, Darwin said, will exterminate all the lower races, which are close to monkeys. And these ideas were taken from by Adolf Hitler and applied into the fascism and into the bloody ideology of Nazism, and 85 million people were killed. That is the reason why Darwinism and materialism is so dangerous. These ideologies brought, these pagan religions brought selfishness to the entire world. But there is no selfishness. There is helping the needy, protecting the children, protecting the weak individuals according to Islam. According to Darwinism and materialism, the strong individuals crush the weak individuals. But these are unscientific, illogical, and inshallah, we are living in the times that Darwinism and materialism will be eradicated scientifically completely, and Islamic morality will prevail the world, inshallah.
Great, Doctor. Yes, okay, thank you very much for that detailed answer. Doctor, it would appear that this is the disaster, the impending, the existing disasters is what is the result of so-called modern civilization. And there is possibly a time, and this could be that time, where religious resurgence is going to be the mainstream. By the admission of a highly intellectual family member, he admitted that the influence of secular education, especially at university, almost managed him to losing touch with the reality and teachings of Islam. Is the theory Darwinism the real purpose of Western education? That's what I'm asking you, Doctor. Is that the real purpose?
Yeah, Darwinism has controlled 99% of the world in the 20th century. Not only the Western world, but it's controlled also the Islamic countries, actually. Darwinism has entered the Ottoman Empire collapsed. Darwinism controlled not only Western countries, but also Egypt, Tunisia, Jordan, Palestine, Iraq, as you might remember, were controlled by Darwinism and materialism, and because of this, Muslims got separated. So Darwinism controlled 99% of the world, and it is protected by the 95% of the states as state policy, national state policy. So there is a Darwinist dictatorship throughout the world. And Darwinism, whenever it goes into the society, it only brings harm. It is very harmful because it brings the concepts of Darwinism, which automatically leads to communism and violence and the terror. And because of Darwinism, there has been World War I, World War II, the colonialism of United Kingdom, for example, and all the bloodshed caused in the 20th century is caused by these religious philosophies. So it is because it is thought one-sided in the universities and the high schools throughout the world. If you put in the subconscious mind of the people that you are an animal struggling for survival, then it is inevitable these ideas lead to violence and the terror. However, Darwinism should be taught in the schools, but also Islam should be taught in the schools, and the scientific evidences which refute Darwinism should be taught in the schools. It also should be taught in the schools communism, fascism, Satanism, because any believer, any Muslim, should have a broad knowledge of everything. But if you teach Darwinism in the school, and if you teach also the scientific evidences which refute Darwinism, nobody would believe in Darwinism. The reason why people became Darwinists in the 20th century is Darwinism has been taught in the schools one-sided, unidirectional. And because of this, like a black spell or hypnosis, many people, 99% of the people throughout the world believe in Darwinism. But it is going down in the world right now because of the struggle of Brother Harun Yahya, alhamdulillah. His books are being downloaded from his website in 200 different countries, and it is being translated to 75 different languages, it's 300 books. And with our struggle, alhamdulillah, Darwinism and materialism going down.
Thank you, Doctor. It does appear that the result of Taoism, Westernization is causing tremendous hardship and oppression, causing society to become reckless and even rebellious. Before we continue, Doctor, all right, I think what I ask you to do in our concluding sector, in this first sector, the concluding discussion, the Harun Yahya series still appears to be, I see it's, you're talking of a free download, I'm not sure which, I know it's some books, I don't know if it's the DVD series as well, but it still seems to be a bestseller, and I see it as an excellent educational gift to kids, which at the same time creates an awareness of the awe-inspiring creator and his miracles in the mind of the innocent child. Is this also downloadable, or is this to be purchased, the DVD series?
Yes, and if our listeners, if you don't go to the website, www.harunyahya.com, they can download, our Muslim brothers and sisters, they can download any of these books free of charge, and the documentaries. He has 300 books, as I said, translated to more than 75 languages, and he has hundreds of documentaries. So they can download them free of charge from www.harunyahya.com, inshallah. And they are excellent, alhamdulillah, because his books are high-quality books written with a great wisdom, mashallah, so everybody can understand, and with all the scientific evidences, very concrete evidences. I want to give you a very powerful evidence, and I want everybody to remember that. Darwinism is a fallacy. There is no evolution, because the reason is, even a single protein molecule to emerge by chance, if you check, there are, as you know, trillions of different protein molecules in the nature. If you check a single protein molecule, whether it is possible or not to emerge by chance, by natural events, you see it is impossible. The reason is, for a single protein to be produced, other proteins must exist before this protein. Enzymes. At least 100 different enzymes must exist for a single protein to be produced. This is not enough. A DNA must exist, and all the organelles of a living cell must exist. A living cell must exist, complete cell, for a single protein to be produced. That defeats Darwinism completely at the very beginning, at the level of a single protein, even if in, before beginning. And we have 350 million fossils today. Fossils are remnants of the living beings, which lived in the past. So we can only know from the fossils what kind of living things lived in the past, or, for example, did they evolve or not. But 350 million fossils shows us there is no evolution between species. They appear abruptly, complete, and perfectly formed. And 350 million evidences proves that Allah created all the living things and the humans with His word, be, and there is no evolution. Allah did not create through evolution.
Well, point. A point of interest, Doctor, is that, as you might well know, it goes without saying, that the Bible and the Quran has many scientific references, but of the two, it has been clearly demonstrated that the Quran is the more accurate revelation in terms of science. Many findings which have only been confirmed very, very recently, and the Quran being revealed by an unlettered person who could not read and write, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and whereupon many people subsequently decided to accept Islam. I think we need to go to our second segment of the interview, and we'd like to, with regard to the, and I don't know if I'm correctly referring to the glorious Uthmanian Empire. Is that the correct word? Because we, you know, we're always using the anglicized words, which I don't quite like. So, with regard to the glorious Uthmanian Empire, we'd now like listeners to get an idea from an expert, hopefully, the rise of the Uthmanian Empire, the successes enjoyed by Muslims and non-Muslims during that period, and then, of course, its demise. So let's go with that, Dr. Baduna.
Yes, as you stated first, that the Quran is the accurate source of information, definitely, and there are many scientific miracles of the Quran. So if our listeners, our brothers and sisters go to the website, they can download miracles of the Quran of Brother Harun Yahya. There are hundreds of different scientific miracles. Of course, Bible and the Torah were revealed by Allah, but they are changed with time. And there are some parts of the Bible which is compatible with the Quran, but many parts are changed. So Quran is the accurate source, inshallah. And the second, as you said, stated, this is a we are living in a very special times right now, inshallah, called end times. End times means the last times before the last day, doomsday. And we know this from the hadith, alhamdulillah, because our prophet indicated the beginning of the end times will be Hijra 1400. 1400 is, according to our Gregorian calendar, it is the year 1979 and 1980. So we're living in the end times. And we know more than 200 signs of the, given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the signs of the end times. They all came to be true. So this is the time for the unity of Islam. Actually, there is an order from Allah in the Quran. And I will recite a verse from the Quran, inshallah, about unity, inshallah. Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from a cursed Satan. Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is Quran. Allah says, hold fast to the Quran all together and do not separate, Allah says. In another verse, Allah says, this faith of yours is a single faith. And I am your Lord, so have taqwa of me. Taqwa means sincerity. So Allah calls Muslims as a single, whole nation, inshallah. And Allah says, hold fast to the rope of Allah and do not separate. And do not separate is an order from Allah.
And this is a very important issue. Constantly reminders of unity in the Muslim Ummah to bring about the required help, which will bring peace on this earth. So go ahead where you stop, Doctor.
Yes, brother. That it is very important that we are living in the end times, inshallah. And this is the time for unity and the domination of the Islam throughout the world. And we know this from the hadith. But this is an order from Allah in the Quran. As I read from the Quran, I will recite it again, inshallah. Allah says, I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed Satan. Hold fast to the rope of Allah all together, and then do not separate, Allah says. So unity of the Muslims is an order from the Allah. And that will be the solution to all the problems, inshallah. The bloodshed, economic crisis, uprising, and wars, and the separation of the Muslims, and unity of the Muslims will completely solve all the problems, inshallah. And that is an order from Allah. And every day we spend in separation is haram. It's unlawful, according to the Quran, inshallah. Because Allah said, do not separate. And this is the times, inshallah, end times, with the Mahdi alayhi salam, which is will be sent, inshallah, in the end times, since we are living in the end times, and we have all the signs, inshallah, he must be alive, he must be living, according to the signs given by our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Isa alayhi salam, he will return, that is from the Quran and from the Hadith. He must have returned. And Islamic morality will prevail the world, inshallah. Islam will dominate. And that will bring peace, justice, democracy, and it will remove all the bloodshed and the wars throughout the world, inshallah. And how do we know that? We know this from the Hadith. Our Prophet, inshallah, stated in the Hadith, and I'm going to read some of the Hadith about the Mahdi and the peace of the time of the Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will seek refuge in the Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam as honeybees cluster around their sovereign. He will fill the world that was once full of cruelty with justice. His justice will be as such as that he will not wake a sleeping person or even shed one drop of blood, our Prophet says. In another hadith, our Prophet says, he will not wake up a sleeping person or shed blood. So peace will dominate, justice will dominate the world at the time of Mahdi alayhi salam with Isa alayhi salam together, inshallah. And there will be no wars, no bloodshed. And this will be solution whatever going on, in, for example, right now in Syria, it was a solution to Iraq, Afghanistan, East Turkestan, Somali, Chechnya, all over the world. But now we know there is corruption and Muslims got oppressed, and the unity of Islam, inshallah, if we unite together all the Muslims, that will bring solution and peace to the entire world, inshallah. And it will be a great power. There will be wealth and progress in the science, technology, and art throughout the world like it has never been seen before. And that is called as the Golden Age. Our Prophet gives the glad tidings of this, inshallah.
MashaAllah, much to my heart also is another saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if there be enmity between just two persons, Allah will lift his help from the entire community. So a very nice explanation of the importance of unity, which I hope each one of us will take cognizance of and make a commitment to. And I take it a little further, Salah with Jamaat, as stated in the Torah, that if the Muslim Ummah were reached the point of making Salah, their Fajr Salah, like their Jummah Salah, no longer would the Muslims go through hardships. So, and verse 18, verse 55 in chapter 18, the ayat, which again says, I will restore help, I will restore dignity, I will restore ease, I will restore comfort. The ayat goes on. So those are reasons enough for Amalu Saliha and unity in Islam. Doctor, with the unrest, what do you think about the unrest in the Middle East and Africa? You did touch on that as we concluded on your second segment. And you did say it's the end of times. So I hope that, is there peaceful, that's what I'm trying to get at, is there a peaceful outcome to all of this?
All right. And first of all, if you look at, inshallah, in the Quran, there are many verses that Islam will prevail the world in the Quran. And I will, inshallah, read from the Quran right now. And also, according to the Torah, there is King Messiah of the Torah. King Messiah is the person coming in the end times, and the features of the end times, the signs of the end times, also indicated in the Torah, which are compatible parts of, that are compatible parts of the Torah with the Quran, which we accept. Of course, there are change parts. But the King Messiah of the end times mentioned in the Torah is the same person with the Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, from the Quran, Allah says in the Quran that Allah will prevail Islam. Allah, there is the promise of Allah. This is Surah An-Nur, verse 55. Allah says, Allah has promised those of you who have faith and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land as He made those before them successors. So Allah says, Allah will make them successors, that Muslims, sincere Muslims, will rule the world, govern the world, inshallah, and like them successors in the land as He made those before them successors, Allah says. And that was mentioned in the Quran, Solomon alayhi salam and Zulkarnain alayhi salam, inshallah. Now, Allah goes on and will firmly establish for them their religion with which He is pleased. And the religion which Allah pleased is Islam, inshallah. Allah says, Allah will firmly establish for them their religion, Islam. And that means Islam will dominate the world. And Allah goes on, in place of their fear, security. So we have the situation for fear right now, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in East Turkestan, in Somalia, in Palestine, in many Muslim countries, there is a situation of fear. But Allah says, Allah will replace that with security, and that is beat with Mahdi alayhi salam, inshallah. Allah says, and Allah gives the criteria for this, Allah says, they worship me, not associating anything with me. Any who are disbelievers after that, such people are deviators. So the criteria Allah given is not to associate any partners with Allah, to have a perfect iman in Allah, inshallah. So Allah will prevail His religion. So Allah has the because Allah says, Allah has promised, Allah says. There is a promise of Allah. And Allah never fails to keep his promise, inshallah. And there are many other verses that Allah states that Allah will prevail his religion. Now, the uprising going on in the Muslim countries is also another sign of the end times. There are hadiths, our Prophet described these uprising, upheaval in the Middle East, going on in the Middle East right now, very detailed way in the hadiths. For example, our Prophet stated that, described a rook. The rook is a kind of crow, a rook appearing in Egypt in the time of the Hazrat Mahdi. So I'm going to read from the hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, inshallah. The birth of that star will be after the eclipse of the sun and moon. But our Prophet describes in the hadith this star. As he says, our Prophet said, a star the shape of a horn will appear in the east when Abbasid comes to Khorasan. The birth of that star will be after the eclipse of the sun and moon. Then corruption will persist until the coming of a rook in the Egypt. So our Prophet indicates there will be a person coming up in the Egypt, but after this will happen after a horn-like star. And this is looting star, looting comet actually, which has passed close to the Earth in February 2009.
Yes, we've just got about 3 minutes. There's one more question I want to raise.
So, okay, inshallah.
Could I do so?
Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say that our Prophet was uprising in the Middle East, starting in Egypt, and he said, and Mr. Mubarak looks exactly like a rook. He is described in the hadith by our Prophet with broad shoulders and tyrannical person, and he is exactly like this, and it will, our Prophet stated that it will spread to other countries. Remember, in Egypt, and it started in the spread into Tunisia, Libya, Bahrain, and many other countries.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes.
In conclusion, in view of the very admirable strategy of Iran, very, very confidently and with high, high moral principles, very, very prepared, a major reason why they have never been attacked by the West, regardless of all the threats made to Iran, what is Iran's future role in global politics, its military contribution to any possible ultimate war as in the Armageddon, as described?
We have many Shia brothers and also Sunni brothers in Iran. Iran will be, inshallah, part of Islamic, Turkish Islamic Union, inshallah, Islamic unity. Iran will be part of that, inshallah. And yes, I'm Mehdi al-Islam, and they have a great enthusiasm and expectation for the Mehdi al-Islam. They believe, as you might remember, Ahmadinejad stated that Mehdi is alive, inshallah. So we know Mehdi is alive, and all the Sunnis, Shiites, and Wahhabis, and all the Muslims will unite, inshallah, and with the leadership of the Mehdi al-Islam, inshallah. And it will prevail the world. So, of course, Iran has a role in global power. Turkey has a very prominent role. Inshallah, Turkey will lead the Turkish Islamic Union. South Africa has a role. Iraq has a role. Afghanistan has a role. Because coming to generate extreme power, the secret given in the Quran, if the Muslims unite, they will have the power, a great army, and there will be peace throughout the world. There will be no wars, no bloodshed with the appearance, inshallah. So these are very close by. How do we know that? You know, the signs stated in the hadith. For example, our Prophet stated the signs of the end times will be, starting with the Hijrah 1400, which is 1980, said there will be the attack to the Kaaba, and that happened in 1980, this bloody attack. The sign of the appearance of the Mahdi. And our Prophet stated, given a sign, stopping the flow of the Euphrates in Turkey, it was stopped with the Kebal Dam in 1975. Our Prophet stated, occupation of the Afghanistan, this happened. Iran-Iraq war, this happened in 1980. Occupation of the Iraq by the U.S. and as the sign happened also. burning the bottle in the flames, and the vanishing of the army in the desert. The Iraqi army vanished in the desert, as you know, but the enemy, it was completely deserted, the vanished in the desert, as stated in Madrid. Many other signs, more than 200 signs, including Halley Comet, Moon Comet, the economic crisis, and before Moon Comet, the floods, the drought, and after Moon Comet, the floods, from the name of Allah in the English philosophies, they are all described, more than 200 signs, they are all became full. That means Mehdi must arrive. And our prophet also describes where Mehdi is going to be active, and his descendants and his physical features are also described. Our prophet describes as Mehdi alayhi salam. He will conquer Medina in the Hadith, our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. He will conquer Medina. And the companions of the prophet ask, Medina means city in the Arabic. And our prophet said, Constantinople, Constantinople is Istanbul. So, and our prophet said, he will be a descendant of our prophet, a Sayyid. So we understand, inshallah, according to the Hadith, Mehdi alayhi salam will be a Sayyid, descendant of our prophet. However, he will be active in Istanbul, Turkey, inshallah, from the Turks. So Turkey has a very prominent role in the Hadith also. He will be the leader, inshallah, the Turkish Islamic unity. This is not a national superiority or racial superiority. There is racism is haram according to the Quran. Turkey was experienced from the Ottoman Empire, inshallah, and with the Mehdi al-Islam, inshallah. So a prominent role. So every country has a prominent role, and these days are close by, we understand, because Allah is changing the world.
Half a minute left, Doctor.
Inshallah. So glad tidings, given our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see in verse, inshallah, Allah knows the truth in 10 years, and we will see Islam march to unite, inshallah, and Islam dominate the world. And this brings peace, justice, real democracy, no wars, no weapons, no fire, it will bring wealth, it will bring technology, progress, rights, technology, science, and aesthetics, inshallah, in arts, and the world will have a good age, so-called golden age, and inshallah, Mehdi alayhi salam will return religion to the time of the age of the bliss, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will remove all the sects, and there will be all over the world, inshallah, the entire world will be happy. There will be no more Darwinism, no more Marxism, alhamdulillah, and these are the glad tidings.
Dr. Gobunda, we'd like to say thank you for your contribution, which inshallah will make our listeners, everyone, determined to improve our love for each other, unity in Islam, and of course the practice of Islam more seriously, where ultimately the masjids will be full 5 times a day, and that will definitely bring the whole universe to the Islam that Allah has promised, and which all the messengers of God from Adam throughout Jesus, and of course Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has brought to the world. It's one Allah, one religion, and may Allah give us reality of this. I'd also like to thank Sister Sarah for being highly instrumental in putting our communication together, and it is sincerely hoped that you will be able to make a further contribution in due course to IFM and to the benefit of the Muslim Ummah. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor. And
alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. It was a pleasure and honor for me, inshallah, with my Muslim brothers and sisters in South Africa. I say salam, and I send the salam to all my Muslim brothers and sisters there, inshallah.
MashaAllah, great, Doctor. And like I say, Rashid Abbas saying thank you to Doctor for committing himself and saying assalamu alaikum right now. And do remember, the World News was sponsored by Amin Japi of PE Blinds.